Perfect. I got it.
Yeah, of course there's TikToks.
Okay. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Disorderly Blondes podcast. I am Brenda.
And I'm Christy.
Christy, you want to reintroduce yourself for any new listeners that might pop up or in?
Sure. Sure. Let me, I'm choking on my TikToks. Okay, I was just going to say, I can't say TikTok anymore.
I know. We said that in the last podcast. Oh, did we? But I wouldn't have remembered that unless I re-listened that we kept saying TikTok.
Yeah. So yeah, my TikToks are leading today. So hi, I'm Christy, mom to JR and Jackson. Do we lead to the fact that we're moms, or do we lead that we are people?
I mean, we are people, but we happen to be moms too.
We happen to be moms. Our mothers. Kids happen to have issues, much like us.
I don't know, because we're perfect. That's true.
So originally we started this podcast to talk about ourselves under the guise of talking about our kids. So let's continue that trend.
Yay!
So I have a son named JR, and he's 19. He was diagnosed with autism, I guess, at age 3, 9,000 years ago. And I have a son named Jackson, who is 16, and typical in every way you can describe a typical 16-year-old. I don't even know if he bathes.
Mm-hmm. A new type of teen, not like when we were teens.
Oh my god! Well, teenagers you now, especially.
Well, no, because all of my friends, when I hear all their stories about their typical teens, mm-hmm. or even their newly freshly off to college kids, which would have been Dylan, the things they tell me, it's just not like how we were teens at all.
No,
and I feel so bad about that. For them, for these teens.
They have no idea. They're missing out on the fashion. Yeah. All the fashion.
Well, they're trying to bring back the fashion now, like it's theirs. But it's really ours. Like
I love that. They're like,
a redo. Oh, yeah, they're so cool. And they're bringing back like all the 90s glam. And I'm like, yeah, we've been there, done that.
I was born in 1970. Like, there's nothing you can pass.
We've been through all of that. But yeah, so when you say like typical, it's kind of like typical, but with the now like thought. What are we, the thousands? So what are we calling this decade?
I don't know.
The tens?
I wrote 2020.
Oh, no, the tens. Oh, my God, the tens, the 20s. Is this the roaring new 20s?
The roaring 20s, I guess. Oh, God.
Is that what they're going to say? Oh, they talk about squirrels. But like like when Jackson is 40, he's going to say, you know, in the 20s. He's going to say, when I started driving. Is he going to say that?
I don't know. I'm just happy he does drive, because right. I was fully assuming that he would get his license begrudgingly and then ask me to Uber him everywhere, because that's the new thing.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that he actually drives, mostly to get away from us. And he just drives to the gym, which is a half mile from our house, and he could probably walk. But yeah, he's different in that way. But otherwise, not a lot of, you know, what's the word? I was gonna say bathing. what's the word like that we try to teach our kids?
Hygiene.
Thank you. Hygiene.
Wow.
It has started.
Super sucio.
Super. Oh my gosh, I was just thinking about sucia today.
The sucia, peligrosa.
It's sucia. We're not going to talk about how sucia I was in college.
Oh God.
It's another topic.
I've got scoop, people.
You do.
If you would like to be a Patreon member.
Based on our years at FIU.
We could put, we could just become millionaires right there. All the stories you didn't know you needed on our Patreon page.
That all the SIG apps can corroborate.
OMG. Well, I am Brenda, and I am also a mom to Oliver and Dylan. Dylan is 21, but he's upstairs watching Barney right now, but he feels like it, so go Dylan. he's on the autism spectrum, my happy monkey. And then I am also mom to Oliver, who is 14. He has a genetic duplication. Yay, fun times. And recently developed epilepsy 3 years ago. Yay.
I can't believe it's been 3 years and you're still alive.
Actually four. Well, three and a half because it was June 2020, because we needed more shit in 2020.
I was going to say, right at the height.
Right at the hysteria, you know. Anyway, yeah, so that's what we are dealing with now. And yes, we're moms and we're also people. And we happen to be married, right? Yay.
Did
we
not, to each other. Not to each other. Well, depends on who you ask.
Yeah. My husband is Lawrence and...
Were you going to say and Tim? Because you can have him. Tim.
I am married to both Tim and Lawrence.
Yes, my husband is Tim.
Yes.
And we call him Timo. The because Tim. It, Tim and usually Timo. When we say his name, it starts with O. Like, oh.
You came empty-handed. You didn't bring me Timo Coquito.
You know, I drank it all.
You know.
I did.
I have some crema de vie in the fridge, which, have you ever tried that?
Lo mismo?
It's the Cuban Coquito.
What?
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 My friend Betty got it for me.
What's the difference?
I will have you try it. It's not as, it's not coconutty.
Okay.
So it's more leche condensada-ish. Ooh. And she has a secret ingredient that she hasn't told me, but that shit is strong.
Crack.
Yeah, I'm gonna serve us a little something-something.
So,
little bit.
I don't mind the coconut in Coquito, and we might have to let our listeners who have Latin connections what Coquito actually is.
Okay.
I don't mind the coconut. It's just sometimes the coconut,
the texture,
right. The physical coconut depends on which.
Right. I like it all creamy. I don't like it.
That's what she said.
Yeah. You want to explain what it is?
Okay. So it's Puerto Rican, right?
Yes.
It's a Puerto Rican delicacy. It's a holiday.
Holiday
drink. And it's made of, I can tell you the recipe offhand. Basically like, cream de coconut.
Which is different.
Which is completely different.
As I learned from Timo.
Where shopping is a pleasure. Make sure you clarify that at your Publix. And what else is in there? Sweetened condensed milk.
Cinnamon.
Oh, yes. Cinnamon, nutmeg. Yes. It's super, super, super easy to put together. That's why I actually know the ingredients. And you stir it up and put it in the refrigerator, and it's a thick...
And rum.
Like an,
and rum.
Oh, yeah.
The main ingredient is rum.
It's
You know what they were doing in Miami this year?
What?
They were arresting people that were selling Coquito. Can you believe that?
Because there's alcohol.
Because there's alcohol, and you don't have a license to
sell.
So
horrific.
People were saying you...
Is this California?
No, it was... Yeah, right. It was. I couldn't believe it. I didn't deep dive into that, but I meant to kind of call attention to that. So what people were saying is you charge for the Coquito, and then you gift the rum.
Oh, that's super clever.
Or you just sell the Coquito mix, mm-hmm. and have the user add whatever. It's rum, and you just whisk it in anyway.
Right, just
so you
do
just
it without.
Because the harder part is coming up with the right mix and texture. So sell the Coquito mix part.
And buy your own damn rum.
And then buy your own damn rum. Like, I personally like to mix two different types of rum.
Oh.
I like the aged, the añejo.
Right.
And I like the white rum, and I like...
It calls for white, just so people know.
Yes.
I think. Calls
right,
for white.
But I like to do 50-50. Yeah. So everybody, you know, you could do your own thing.
Wow.
And some people do egg yolk, and some don't.
Ew.
I don't do it with the egg yolk. It's not bad with the egg yolk. Any, like, if you have, like, a whiskey sour, or one of those sours, sometimes they have
a foam.
One of those, right, the foam. Any drinks with those foams is the egg white.
Oh.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Get over it.
Yeah. But
anyway,
we love our Coquito. We have it every year.
And Gringo Timo does the best Puerto Rican Coquito.
Best. And you have to refrigerate it so it's cold. It goes down. It's just like a spiked eggnog.
Right.
Yeah.
But better.
But way better.
Yeah.
Mm. How do we get to talking about that?
Because that's what we do. We got squirrels.
Squirrels.
Because I said you showed up without it.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Because of Tim.
So anyway,
everything's because of Tim.
Back to us.
For reference. Back to us.
Back to us. So, Christy, tell me about your holidays.
Oh, my gosh. I'm proud to say that all of my Christmas stuff is put away. I'm sorry.
Did you just walk in and see my Christmas tree?
I did. It's just a lot.
Yeah.
My first world problems overwhelm me this time of year. They really do.
Yes.
So Christmas was great. We didn't host, and I'm kind of assuming that's why it wasn't great.
Right.
You know, we went places, but of course, because I can't leave well enough alone, I decided to have some neighbors over one night. So it was like we hosted.
Okay.
But it was fine. Our highlight of Christmas was our Christmas tree falling.
That's right. I forgot about
and
that.
Aww. Again, first world problems,
mm-hmm.
but it was horrific. It was the gift that kept on giving.
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night.
Oh, and it always happens in the middle of the
well,
night. Why?
Yes. But it's better that way because I have animals. So
oh, right.
Imagine my cat like licking the water. I mean, picture like 2 gallons of water on your floor. Okay?
Oh, no. I was picturing a dead cat.
Which would have been better.
A squished cat. Like,
so, yeah, my two cats licking the water that's full of glass. right? And then my dumb dog, running and sliding. I just picture the whole thing.
Okay.
I knew it was leaning. the leaning tower of tree. I knew it was. And of course, Timo convinced me that it was just me gaslighting me. And it ended
up... Did they gaslight us? Never.
So when it fell in the middle of the night, like, I knew, like... How do you know what that sound is? Well, I knew what the sound was because I was kind of expecting it.
Yeah, and what other song could
to happen? Yeah. And I guess I can blame Jackson. I don't know. It's like a whole long story. We get a real tree and we get it from Jackson's high school because it's a fundraiser for the band. And I'm super anal about it. You have to order it in October, and if you don't, you don't get one. And it's like this status symbol. And you have to get your tree, the biggest tree, and you have to get in line. And one day Jackson says, hey, the tree is at school. I'm just going to bring it home from school. I'm like thinking.
Alone?
The F you are. Alone. I'm like, alone? And what if you get the wrong? I was more concerned about him getting the wrong one.
Right.
You know. And then and I'm like, and you're going to strap it to the top of your car? And Jackson's like, Mom, relax.
Well, they do it for you, right? They tie it, I guess. No.
This is high school. Like, if you want a ninth grader from band to do it. Okay. Yes. It's concierge service in that sense. So... Jack was like, Mom, and Tim was like, leave it alone. Just think about like how much less hassle this is. So of course I'm following the tree on Life 360. Mm-hmm. Jackson comes home with the tree with his friend who is like 85 pounds wet. And Jackson and me and his friend are the ones who are screwing it in the base.
Oh, right.
And since we didn't screw it evenly on each side,
right.
I'm telling you, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So here I am thinking I'm beating the man by not crawling back to Balsam Hill. Mm-hmm, but guess what?
I think we're going to need a new one next year.
Crawling back to Balsam Hill.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a Balsam Hill tree, but it's white, and my family rejected it.
Right. I remember. Yeah. So you didn't put up the fireplace one this year?
I did, that's a little mini white Walmart one. I have another tree that's, Brenda's referring to my Florida-themed tree that's freaking awesome. Yeah. But I have a regular tree, big tree from Balsam Hill that's white. Remember, I bought it was like really expensive. I didn't tell Tim.
I do remember.
Okay, all right, didn't tell Tim. And now it's in our attic, like getting dust on the cover because my family's like, so when are we gonna get a tree that's not white? And I'm like, oh my god, if you know how much that tree cost.
Oh man, okay. Yeah.
But I can't tell them. Give it
to me.
Oh yeah.
Maybe. Well, Larry actually said this year. Because some of the lights just weren't working this year. But this tree is probably like 10 years old already. Mm-hmm. And it was from Front Gate. Also, pretty penny. But the lights stopped working. And I just kind of like put really big ornaments in front of those spots. Because I couldn't figure it out. And
same with the real tree.
I had no energy. Oh, right. I guess. Yeah, if it happens. But then he says, fuck that. We're going back to real trees next year. I'm like, do you forget how much... bitching happened.
Your mom will move out. Well,
with all the
that
all
can
the,
be arranged.
Oh, wow. With all the no, but it was more not only buying it, but taking it from the car to the house, the installing his hands and the gloves and the whole
the sap,
everything. Oh, but the smell is so. Oh. I do miss that so.
But you know what I did?
Much.
It went to Anthropology,
and you bought the spray.
I bought a candle. They had the volcano line on sale.
Yeah.
And I was like,
but those are toxic.
I don't even care.
You don't even care.
I don't even care.
Yeah. You know, I went to this year, I haven't been to like a Bath and Body Works in.
Ew.
I know. I haven't been in like decades.
Thank you.
But I do like White Barn.
Okay.
I like it better. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And I have, but because I haven't been in so long, of course you walk in there and you're like intoxicated.
Oh, you want everything, yeah.
But no, like it's so strong.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember like in my teens, I used to live with like Bath and Body Works. And now it's like, okay, no. But I walked in for some gifts and I was like, I'm definitely not getting anywhere at Bath and Body Works. But the White Barn line is nice.
Yeah.
Really nice. And they have, it's come a long way. So all this to say that they have this new line of candles that uses natural essential oils.
Yes.
So I think that wick burning is still toxic because I don't think that is made out of soy or whatever it is. But at least the fragrance that is emerging from the little fire is essential, or so it says.
Yes.
But they have these beautiful little stands. So I bought for like a couple of teachers. I bought like sets because of course I'm not gonna buy one.
Right.
Just here's one candle. So I bought like two different candles. Oh, and I did it also for some girlfriends, but like on these two beautiful, they had these like beautiful things you would actually put in your house, like decor, as far as like, what do you call it? Like the vase, this. I'm showing her like what I mean.
Like the little shaming thing.
Yes.
Whatever, like in gold or like pretty. Silver or whatever. So I bought the whole set. I was like, this is nice. I'm like, I want some for myself. So I put something on the list, and when the school took all of our holiday shopping, I got two. Oh. So the whole thing that you just said, I don't even care. I'm so way past that, and it's been so long. Yeah. I'm kind of like, I will keep these two candles because they smell pretty. So I don't have to be toxic every day.
Right.
But once in a while, I could be toxic and have the pretty smell.
Well, I'm obsessed with like a pine candle, so I use it and I put it away for next year. So I'm only toxic like a couple weeks out of the year.
That's fine. You know, it's called balance, which is not to say we're not toxic year-round in other areas.
That's very true.
That's segue to what were we talking? Oh, so you were talking about the holidays. Your holidays and the tree. That was like the worst part.
Yeah.
Low-key. New Year's. What did the kids want for Christmas? Did they want anything? They care? No. They're like indifferent.
I bought Jackson earbuds. He's like, I don't even use it. Oh, are we recording?
Yes.
Oh,
hi. We like chatting. We are chatting and recording.
Oh, sorry.
Is why you're here.
Can we delete that?
No.
Oh,
I am
shit.
So leaving that in.
Okay. Let me see. Jackson got concert tickets for Christmas.
Oh, he told me that.
We surprised him, and he was pretty stoked about that. Because he doesn't get stoked about anything. So we were like really happy. So we got him a couple sets of concert tickets, and JR, I never listened to Tim. He does not care. Like, I'm like, we got all this stuff for Jackson, and we only got JR, like, you know, a t-shirt and a calendar and a book about the same topic he's been persevering on for 15 years.
Whales,
he does not care. Whales, penguins, whatever. Right. So they were happy.
Did you do, because obviously it's not, I struggle with the same thing where Oliver's so easy to buy for. I mean, so. I mean, you get him, he's literally playing upstairs with a box of diapers. Like, he doesn't see it. He's like, I'm so glad we buy all this shit for him. Yeah. And he's playing, now he has two. He's collecting the box of diapers. Well, he likes to like put it on his head like a hat because he's so bright.
Aww.
Like his father. No. I love you, honey. And but he likes to put cars in it. He likes to things that could store things in, whatever.
Yeah.
My point is, I start stressing because Dylan does like to open gifts, but he won't tell me what he wants. So then Oliver's so easy to buy for. I could just right off the bat buy him 12 things, and then I'm like, Dylan asked for 3 DVDs. Mm-hmm. How do I, you know, fix that? And I know one of the things you used to do is not wrap the gifts.
We still don't
but mm-hmm. See, Dylan learned to open gifts, so he likes the act of opening.
Yeah.
And I actually love seeing Oliver rip. He likes ripping paper.
Yeah.
That I don't know why, but that makes me so happy, I guess, because mm-hmm. Dylan never did it, so he likes that ripping, and he really goes in for it and digs. So I like that, but it's a struggle when they don't tell you. So this year was less gifts. Right?
Way.
But you didn't wrap them. You just...
No, we leave them out. And that was always such a blessing because Tim was like, when I grew up, the gifts from Santa, which of course JR still believes in, never were wrapped. And I'm like, that's freaking brilliant.
It is kind of genius.
Because like wrapping is a lot, you know?
I know.
So that's just how we do it. And I think every year we get creative the way we position things on the couch.
So it looks like it's more...
Of course.
I did some of that too. What I did is I did everything in bags. I love whoever came up with gift bags. It's fucking genius. And I had to I've had the same gift bags for so long. I've been having to buy new ones now because, I mean, I'm talking like 10 because they don't care. It's literally a second that he takes the bag, takes the tissue paper out and gets the gift. And that's it. You know, Oliver's the one I wrap some things for. But what was that my point? Oh, so what I did is I put everything. It still took me over an hour to like put all those gifts in those bags and make it pretty, obviously. But I did, the left side of the tree was Dylan's and the right side of the tree was Oliver's. Before, I used to just mix them.
Oh, yeah.
So then I could say, oh, whose gift is next? And then I would have them read the name, but that is way too stressful.
They don't give a shit.
And it stresses Dylan to no end to not know. So although he didn't know that the left side was his, I just sat him there. So everything that he touched was going to be his. Automatically.
Very smart.
And but then I was telling Larry, because he was kind of opening on the side gifts with Oliver, and I was missing it.
Mm-hmm.
I chose these gifts with lots of love and purpose, you know, for Oliver, and I'm here missing it. So I was like screaming. I was like the Grinch. I'm like, don't let him open any more gifts because I'm missing it. And I'm like, and I wanted Dylan, and I wanted to like pay attention. And again, Oliver doesn't care. He'll just play with the tissue paper, but he kept giving him gifts. I'm like, stop it. Stop
I think it, for the pacing, know? Because Jackson is a teenager and he has to act so unimpressed with everything.
Right.
Like, he'll, like, the few things he got, he'd be like, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, mm-hmm. fuck yeah, thanks. Right. And then even though JR had less, it took him more time to process. Right. You know, so it was like, right. whatever.
It. I mean, it ended up working out. He didn't have a meltdown. I asked him, do you want to open first or do you want Oliver to go first? And he said, Dylan first. So, okay, of course. Because he's such a, you know, he's so thoughtful. But, yeah, meanwhile, Oliver's, he's such a boy. He was throwing the ball on, like, all of our heads. And the best gift he got out of all of them, besides the diaper boxes, was this $5 ball from Five Below.
I was just going to say Five Below. Five Below. The day.
Yeah. So he was throwing this ball at all of our heads, and he has not stopped playing with that ball. So Larry went the next day, got him a new one. So now he walks around with two balls. Wow. And throws them. But it's such joy. It brings me joy because he's so happy with his diaper box and balls. But they had a good one too, I think. And I ended up getting very creative with Dylan. I got him Nutcracker things. Remember, I take him to the Nutcracker every year. Which he loves. That was stressful. Going to the bathroom with him is still stressful because we have to use the family bathroom. And, you know, he's taller than me now. So me coming out of that bathroom with a man who's 21 years old, older than me, people give me the look.
You yeah.
know? Although, for whatever reason, that one of the ushers this year was really nice, this man. And he saw the horror on my face when I went right outside. And the line for the women's bathroom was eternal. And I'm holding Dylan's hand. So it's obvious this is not my date. You know, like, you know, there's, and of course, the other hand, he's covering his ear. So he knew right away. And he said, come with me. And it was like this heroic moment when he sprints me to the other side wow. of the theater. They have, it's not a family bathroom. It was a gender neutral bathroom. But nobody was there.
Was it the janitor's closet?
It was not. It was the same. It was like a
that's
handicap stall. So it just said gender neutral, and it was just one. I don't think anybody knew that it was there for whatever reason, and that worked out for me. But there were some people, especially like a dad with a little girl outside, and they're all looking at me like. And I've gotten so much better at that. Like, fucking yeah. figure it out. Like, you know, what are you gonna do? Call the cops on me? Like,
exactly. Know? That happened to you us know? On the Brightline. We when Brightline first opened,
yeah.
we were trying to do an event. With JR, and you know, I was calling because you know how we are. We're planners. We're not just going to show up.
Well, we're into logistics,
and anything like figuring a chance. It,
yeah,
So nobody can give me an answer
because it was a private company
running it. It was a hot mess. And finally, Tim's like, "What are we going to do? Stay home?" So we show up. I'm a hot mess, and the gentleman who was like the managing the floor saw my face. Mm-hmm. And he swooped in. He goes, I have a special needs something or other, right. nephew or whatever. Let's get you to the quote unquote VIP area. Or, you know,
was that the videographer guy?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
I thought that story was combined with that one too.
No.
That's why it ended up being that video guy who gave us his car ages ago, remember?
We were doing.
God, we're old.
It would. God, we're old. Yeah. No memory left.
Remember that?
We were doing the train. Gosh, what is that Christmas story train?
See, oh, I'm yeah. old. The Polar Express.
It was the Polar Express on the Brightline. And it was new. Okay. And the Brightline was like, well, Polar Express, Inc. runs it, not us. I'm like, can you get me a fucking person that can right. just... You can't tell me I'm the only special needs person wanting accommodations. Right. And if I am the first person, you should welcome my call.
Do they have bathrooms on that thing? On the Brightline, I don't remember.
They do. Yeah. But I was trying. Because it was at an event and it was packed.
Right.
I wasn't sure how JR was going to react with the lines. So I was trying to get a hold of someone. Ended up, this gentleman swooped me away and put us to the VIP area because that's the only place you could go. There's no quiet area.
Right.
And it was wonderful. And that was already years ago. And, yeah. you know.
I've kind of learned not to. I think when Dylan was little, I was so into, like, hands down. Hands in your pocket.
Oh,
hands
no.
down. And now it's kind of like, I don't care.
No.
You want to cover your ears? Cover your ears. You know? I mean, once in a while, it kind of like slips. I guess like an old habit. Like, okay, Dylan, nice hands. But like, for the most part, especially, it helps in that situation. If he had his hand in his pocket, he might look not that he's not normal, but like, right. you know, he might not look like there's anything off or like that he needs this special need or whatever. I mean, it's obvious the second you just try to talk to him, you know, he was going up to people saying hello, like very close.
Oh,
you know, so he does this thing where he waves. Oh, I have another story about that, but he waves his hands in front of people's faces. And I'm talking like within like half an inch of their face.
Oh, boy.
And he says, hi, hello, 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 hello. And thankfully, it's always worked out great. I mean, we're just like, hi. Okay.
Hi, close talker.
He's happy. But you know what Dylan, both Dylan and Oliver do besides drive me crazy in the car rides from school and get me home in tears? Once in a while, he does the same thing to the cars next to us. And Oliver does the same thing. He locks in the glass. And I would think people have the radio on and they can hear, but they do, especially bus drivers. Or kids in buses.
Do you think that the other people think they're in distress?
No. Help me. How about you help the mother who's like in tears?
This bass is too loud.
No. So it's funny because sometimes I'm in my own thoughts and I'm just, you know.
Only sometimes?
Only sometimes. And I'm just at a red light. And then I look and they're in full on waving competition with like whoever, whatever. And they're just waving back. And I'm thinking, this is so cute. But at this, oh, except the one time that Oliver was doing it too, there was a homeless person while going around the car, and Oliver's like knocking on the glass, so the guy thinks we were calling him to give him money, so the guy stops, and he comes around, and I was like, I'm so sorry, first of all, I don't have any cash with me, but I'm like...
Do you take Venmo?
But how do I explain that to the homeless person that's around the car? Like, no, I'm just kidding, my kid just happened to knock on the glass, but we have nothing for you, I feel so bad. I'm like, Oliver, stop knocking. I'm like, oh my gosh. Anyway.
Back to us.
So I gave him some nutcracker things because he loves... I think he liked it. But, you know, he just takes it. And then he takes all his gifts and he always does the same thing. He goes upstairs and then they disappear within his room. I don't know where he puts them. And I have to go out and fish them out and, you know, open the DVDs for him. He wanted... Paw Patrol DVD. I think it's just like the OCD of having them. He's not really watching them. The Clifford movie. And one I had not heard, some dragon called Raku or Raya or Ryu, Ruya, something. I don't know. It's a Disney movie.
I think it's newish.
Newish. Do you know that there's a bunch of movies, also Random Squirrels, that I saw with him, like Luca during COVID? I saw them all at home with Dylan. And Turning Red, they're all going to re-release them this year in the actual theater.
Oh, I'm glad they are doing that because we missed like a whole, for whatever reason.
But all of those were released, but they weren't released in the theater because the theaters were closed because of COVID.
Okay, then.
So for like right, it. So it was never actually in the theater, so we never missed the release. So I started telling, but I think I overwhelmed him because I was like, you know, Luca and Turning Red, they're coming to the theaters, and he's like, yes, and I don't think he got it, but. But I'll ask him. I mean, last time I did that didn't turn out so well. I told him we were going to go see a movie on a Sunday. He said, yes. I bought the tickets. And when it was time to go watch the movie, he was upset with me because I was going to dress him. He understood that meant we're going to go watch the movie in mommy's room.
Oh, I see.
Like it has been for the last, since COVID. So I'm here. Thankfully, they have this new thing now where you can refund the tickets.
Oh,
right, ahead of time. So it was just a couple of hours. That was not before. Before you used to buy the tickets. And
you're done.
And you're done. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Dylan, we're going to the movie theater. And he's like, Mommy's bad. Mommy's bad. I'm like, oh, shit.
You're like, you read my mind.
Oh, my God. I mean, I wasn't upset about it. But at the same time, he used to love going to the theater. And, like, we went to watch the Nemo re-release. Every time that we released it, we've gone. So I'm going to try. If not, whatever. You know, he doesn't have to. But I'll try.
Yeah. That's all we can do.
So holidays. Okay, so I think that was it. And then the hubs and I went to a cruise, which was really scary for us because it was... Oliver's been having seizures like once a month. This is average, mm-hmm. which sucks. And then the day we were leaving was a full moon, which usually has them around the full moon. So before and after. So I was kind of like, well, if he's going to have it, can he have it before? So, you know, but then he didn't. Which made it
worse,
even more stressful. And then this was a cruise that was further from home. It went to Honduras and Mexico and in Bahamas. And then it was a day longer than last year's. So even though we didn't enjoy the cruise, but every morning it took, you know, he usually has them in the morning. So every morning or even in the middle of the night, you get up to go to the bathroom. I'm checking my phone, making sure he's still in bed, making sure he didn't have a seizure. So, I mean, it's one of those vacations where you're relaxing. But knock on wood, around me, we did it. We somehow...
Great.
Were able to go away, even though it was, you know, stressful because of that and just checking the cameras all the time. But he ended up having a great December. Last December was awful. So it's so hard to find a pattern of what is the trigger here, because... Last December was awful. Actually, 2022 was awful, and 2021 was not as great either. So I don't know. I'm just happy it didn't happen.
And that's why we have fine lines and deep wrinkles, because that's the whole thing with special needs parents. It's you just don't know when the other shoe's going
right
to drop.
Yeah, and the unpredictability of seizures, right? So
on
we
top
have,
of it.
So the autism we treat, right, and we know the triggers. This is going to trigger a meltdown or possible meltdown for Dylan or JR or whatever it is. Or even if they're having a meltdown themselves or a bad day, we know it's only going to last, what, at most a couple hours, maybe 20 minutes. Like, we know there's an end and then they're going to go back to being their sweet selves. Mm-hmm. I don't know when a seizure is going to happen. You know, I love data and I try it and track it and I do the best I can, but just don't know. And then I'm like, what am I, Larry was like, after it happened, then everyone kept saying, oh, it's going great, right? He hasn't had a seizure. I'm like, I'm not talking about it until I get back. When I hit that port, then I'm going to Miami port again. I'm going to say, yeah, we did it. But it's kind of like, we're in Honduras. We're not in Honduras, because I didn't even look at them. Because I don't care about getting off of the port. Just care about being in peace, peace on the boat. And when I looked, it's this little, it's called Roatan.
Roatan.
Right. It's just a little island.
Diving.
I had never even looked it up in a map. Mm-hmm. I thought we were going to Honduras. I mean, it's better, I guess. It was just a little pretty island. But there's nothing there. I mean, we did the port in like 10 minutes just to walk to the end of it and 10 minutes back to the boat. That was like it. We're like, all right, spa? Sure. Let's just go to the spa. But imagine being in Honduras and something happens and he's in the ER and now we have to catch flight. And then there were 2 C days. So I'm thinking, okay, at that point, it was a Thursday and Sunday. So that Thursday and Sunday was like, oh my God, did he wake up fine? And then, but then again, you're in Mexico and you're like, all right, I don't know if there's a fine if you leave a boat. I don't know how it happened, a cruise, if you have to leave.
Yeah. And then all your stuff. Yeah.
And then all your stuff. I mean, at that point, I don't care. I just need to get on and get home, you know. But I thought it was a long, side note, long way to go to Honduras for like, if you're not doing anything, if you didn't do an excursion, it's not worth the long ride. But whatever. I just care to be on the boat. Anyway, so we did that. We got to have some adult time with a lot of conditions, obviously worrying, but we did it.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot.
Kids are still home. I don't think Dylan's left his room in 2 weeks. He doesn't want to. Just for walks here and there and like a doggy. That's bad. It sounds bad. Just like for walks.
No, we do walks.
I mean, Larry says that's what teenagers do. They just want to be in their room playing, you know, but...
It's so hard to fathom, but it's so true.
But I don't like it because I'm used to his day program keeps him so busy. I don't mind it because he's so busy during the day that when he comes home, I don't care if he has downtime.
Right.
Everybody deserves that downtime, right? But when it's vacation, he doesn't want to do anything.
Well, this vacation... the program that JR's involved in called Silo.
That's right. We talked about it last time.
Yeah.
Oh, what about, we talked about SOAR.
That's the name.
Thank you for remembering your child's program name.
You have such a good memory.
No, yeah. I just heard the episode.
Yes. Oh, SOAR. Oh, that too.
and how it's spelled SOAR, not to be confused with SOAR.
SOAR.
Because he's not going to get sore by doing the program.
Yes. Creative marketing.
If you missed it, listen to the last episode.
Definitely. But JR's involved in Silo this break. And it's funny, not funny, because I just assume he needs a break. Like, oh my gosh, like you just want Christmas break to come so you don't have to wake up and do lunches and all the things. But he came to me one day. He's like, did you sign me up for Silo? I'm like, oh, motherfucker. Sure, I did. So I'm, you know, going over to the it's through the state, through the VR program, which is vocational rehabilitation. They create these really fun programs because even though JR is at the age where he should be learning job skills and, you know, all those types of things, he's still a kid. you know? So they come up with these...
Right, really, we have adult children.
Yes. So they come up with these super creative ways of making that content palatable and fun. So it's in West Palm Beach, and he goes there. It's almost like a camp. But they do things like resumes and, you know, how this happens. I have no idea. I do not care. No sé qué. Because,
you know. Whatever. It's keeping him engaged.
It keeps him engaged. So,
and that's the thing. I don't want him to just be there.
Mm-hmm. I'm shocked that he wanted to go over break, but his friend was going. And they get paid for it. And JR could give two flying fucks about money, even though he pictures himself driving a Ferrari within the next 5 years as part of his five-year plan.
Okay. That's my five-year plan, too.
No. It's everyone's five-year plan. But his friend is, like, motivated by money. So my friend calls me, listen, Mikey signed up for Silo. Please tell me JR signed up for Silo because Mikey wants money. And I'm like, okay. Yeah.
You need to rewind, because anyone who listened to the last episode, you were talking about how he was going to start this program, how he was going to go on the bus by himself. And I was freaking out for you. And then how his friends had done the program the year before. Yes. And he was going to room with his friends, and you were afraid that he was going to be too smelly for his friends.
And yes, he definitely was. We had
so how did all of that go down?
So that went down great. SOAR and Silo are two different programs. Silo is sort of like a day camp, but SOAR is a sleepover camp. Mm-hmm. And it was started by this wonderful woman who has a special needs daughter. She's in probably her mid-20s now, but at the time she started, she made a deal with FAU and said, hey, can we borrow your dorms? I would like to do a sleepover program where kids get a quote-unquote college experience, because some, you know, do go to college, and then we'll fill their days with activities, learning campus, and then sneaking in things like interview skills, how to do PowerPoint, and all the things I'm sure bore JR half to death, but if his friends are there doing it.
Right.
He had a great time, but I had made the huge mistake. The second I picked him up, I said, JR, I missed you so much. Oh my God, I can't believe I've survived you being away for 2 weeks. Do you want to do this again next year?
Oh.
And Tim's like, what the fuck are you saying? And he's like, nope.
Oh.
He said he didn't want to do it again. Okay. So, of course, now that was a summer program. Mm-hmm. It's time to enroll again for summer because it's January. And I said, hey, JR, just letting you know, Mikey and XYZ, all your friends are going to be at SOAR. He says, Mom, I don't want to go.
No. Okay.
And of course, I'm not losing my spot. I'm still registered because I hope the Jedi mind trick can between now and then.
Right.
But it's just interesting to me. Because I'm blessed that he can, what's the word, verbalize.
Right.
He can express himself as far as...
Did he say why?
Yes. He said, Mom, it's just a lot of days. And I get it.
Can you do part-time? Can you do like Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
You can't. No. And they do that on purpose, almost like a sleepaway camp. They're like, you know, no letters or calls the first few days. And you really don't have... I mean, obviously the kids all have phones and you can text them, but JR... Jay, are you busy? No, I am not, but I don't want to talk. Yeah. So I'm a little bit concerned, and I get it. It's a lot of days. We're together all the time. We do everything together as a family. He's okay on his own, but to quote JR, it's a lot of days. So we'll see. Hopefully he'll change
his
mind.
And how long is the day?
It's a lot, and I can see why. You know, you go to breakfast in the food hall with your group, and then you go on an excursion. It's in Boca, so, you know, there's Murakami there.
What about the bus situation?
Well, he's sleeping there, so there's no bus.
Oh, but what's the program that he's doing that he takes the bus?
That is Silo, and it's like a day camp.
Oh,
It's in West Palm Beach.
Okay.
And it's a day program. So that's the scary bus situation.
Sleeping, okay. Yeah, that I was freaking out about that.
I still freak out a little bit, but he's with his friend.
Right.
And you can track the bus, and Tim works 5 minutes from the location, so... But I told my friend, absolutely not. She's like, what are you going to do, follow the bus? And I'm like, let me try.
Yeah.
He's fine with it.
No.
He's like, where's my ticket? I don't have my ticket. He digs it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so he wanted to do that. That's good.
Yeah, so fingers crossed for the SOAR program in the summer because it's so cool. So, so cool. And hopefully they'll change it up a little bit this year. And it's a dream. He's in a dorm. They're brand new built dorms. And it's a foursome. And it's his three best friends. I mean, come on. Like, right.
But to be a fly on the wall, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, that's of their daily conversation.
All the parents say. And JR reports nothing. He's verbal. He's smart. But he's just that kid. So I have to text the other kids, Jack. Oh. Or Luke, what's JR doing? And he'll be like, hi, Mrs. Minotta, how are you? I'm like, cut to the chase. No small talk. What's JR doing?
Tell me. Oh my God, I would so put like one of those recording devices in.
I know.
I have one I could probably give you.
But I think at the end of the day, because they're so busy, he just needs that downtime in his room.
Yeah.
And then they have dinner. So I love that they're busy, but they're just a little bit too busy for his taste. Mm-hmm. But we'll see.
Right. Hmm. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think Dylan, well, he likes the, you know, Dylan likes routine.
Mm-hmm.
So they,
well, he'd love that.
Right. So they keep him very busy and he doesn't do well when this, like if it rains and they can't go to the pool, that kind of situation. But, and you know, lately the only thing he's been kind of, I feel bad because of the whole Oliver thing. He's been regressing a little bit when it comes to behavior and, it's a lot more scripting on Echolalia. He had really stopped doing that, and now it's kind of like back. I was doing the spelling to communicate, which like Larry's like, just do it. I'm like, I can't just, you don't just do spelling to communicate.
Have we met? But on top of it,
yeah. Right. Like you are a teacher if you're going to do it at home. You have to do lesson plans. You have to be ready. When you ask them questions in the mm-hmm. spelling to communicate, it's based on, you know, the when you first start on passages that you read to them, and then you ask them questions about what you just read. And when you ask, first of all, you have to have the questions ready. You need to know the answers already so that you could help them when they're spelling. So you just sit and say, let's do spelling to communicate. It's not like let's just read a book together. You know, so I feel so bad because I haven't had that brain.
It's a lot.
The space in my brain to plan for that. And then with Oliver, and it's just a lot. And then I also deserve the downtime for myself, right? Because if not, I get burned out and then I'm a shitty mom. You know, mm-hmm. It's a whole like tug of war with myself, like of like, you know, the balance. I'm hoping this year might change that. I had talked about in the other episode that 2022 was like my worst year as far as like dealing with all of this. And I feel like this year, after he had that stint in the hospital where he ended up in ICU, maybe that was like my rock bottom. Like, okay, like that sucked, you know? So, okay, he's going to go from having 8 seizures in a day to 4. Great. That's an improvement. So I feel like I did better. So I'm hoping that this year I have the composure and the brain space to like do it and get him talking, because that's been his downside lately. It's a lot of scripting, a lot of Echolalia. When I ask him how school was, we call it school, obviously it's a program, but we just say how was school. He just goes back to his usual, school was great. He used to give me more information. So now I have to really dig. What did you do today? And then he'll just say, what did you do today? Which he really wasn't doing anymore. He wasn't repeating it. So I said, did you eat? And then yes. Well, what did you eat? And then he'll say like the same things. He'll just say, he has like a scripted reply, mm-hmm. which isn't really what he ate. It's just like spaghetti, meatballs, applesauce. He just dictates, like he just narrates it. It's everything that he ate. That he could potentially have eaten without really saying what he ate. I have a mom friend who texts me. Her son is limited verbally, and she's like, can you ask Dylan if they had donuts? Because he said they had donuts, but it's not on the schedule. So I'm like, Dylan. I'm like, I can't believe I get to ask Dylan, you know? So that part is cool. But I'm like, yeah, but sometimes he'll say yes. And I'm thinking, he didn't have donuts. I'm like, do you have vanilla or Star Wars? I'll have to dig a lot for those answers. He can often help me, and I'm able to tell mom, no, he said no donuts, you know, or yes. But he's just definitely regressed a little bit, I think.
I feel like our constant quandary, and I thought they would kind of grow out of it, but because you have ages and stages and that never ends, you know, I like now, or like, let's say when JR and Jackson, they fought a lot. Well, a lot of it is pure, you know, brotherly, what's the word? Not brotherly love, the opposite, just like sibling rivalry.
All right.
Right. So how do you pull the autism behaviors from that? Now, you know, JR is a teenager, and I can use, well, late teenager, my gosh,
right.
Hold on to that for a while. You know, I would use typical parenting techniques to ask him about his day, I would say, because, you know, when you tell any teenager, how was your day?
Oh, forget
fine.
It. You have to ask specific questions. You have questions.
To, like, change it up. I'll say to right. JR, what was the favorite part of your day?
Right.
So I can kind of get away with that. However, he's still a teenager, and he's like, I don't want to talk about that. That was in the past.
That was in the past. The past
mom,
days in the past.
Mom. Live in the present, mom. So then I get an autistic answer.
Right.
But I can't complain.
One of the big things that happened this year is Dylan goes to the JCC, and they have the security, as you can imagine, to enter the JCC is different. Now, so you often have to stand in long lines.
And JCC stands for Jewish Community Center.
Yes.
Hence the security.
Right. So you have to stand in these long security lines, which wasn't before. I would just pull up and drop them off, right? They had security, but as long as you had the tag, you were waved in. Now everyone goes through a separate line. You have to put your windows down. Sometimes you have to open your trunk. Like, it's intense. He freaks out about the window. Window up! Window up! Window up! So it's a whole thing. One of the guards, I love when we get him because he, sometimes he's part of the program too.
Is he the hot one that was in the Mossad? The old guy?
There is zero hot guys at the JCC.
Okay. This was like 10 years ago.
There was no hotness to be had. Sorry, guys. I love you.
Still.
So this guy's like, I think after he volunteered with the program, with Dylan's program one day, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, he's like, see, I didn't know. He goes, my buddy and I played soccer yesterday. I'm like, you did? You played soccer with my son? Like, I didn't even know that he played soccer. Like, you know, but they played soccer.
Same.
But now he understands, I think. So when Dylan starts like, window down, he doesn't make me put the window down anymore. The other guards, you know, when it's a new one, I'm like, oh, here we go. Give him my ID. Sometimes I have it inside a wallet and they make me take it out. It's like a whole things that trigger him, you know. And Oliver sometimes in the car, but I have to take them both. So it's such joy.
Good times.
Such good times. But what were we saying? What were we talking about?
Squirrels.
Just everything. Squirrels. Everything. Yay! Our mascot, if you don't know us, is squirrels for obvious super reasons.
Super.
Super. So, okay. So the year, I just registered them for camp.
Wow.
It's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But if it wasn't because they're so great, I think Dylan's kind of done with camp. He's just doing it because we make him do it, you know. But I think if he had a choice, he wouldn't do it anymore.
So does the day program still happen?
No, they have a camp air section that's for adults. So now he goes into the adults camp program.
And there's no day program during that time?
No, it's some of the same staff. So that's great. Like last year, actually, summer worked out great because I think he had three counselors in his room, the main lead, I forgot what they call him, the main lead counselor and the other one were two from his class in the day program. So they already knew everything. Triggers, how to, you know, tell Dylan if there's changes. So it was pretty smooth because of that. And Oliver obviously loves life and loves camp, and he's been driving me crazy already. I don't know how he knew that. I didn't tell him I registered for a camp, but he was driving me crazy yesterday. He wants me to write it on the calendar that he's going to camp in June and that he's going to have field trips every Friday. And he's just, camp, 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 camp. He's obsessed. But yeah, ouch. The pricing for that. Oof. Wow. That's bad. But at least they'll be busy. And I know that they'll be taken care of there.
That's worth every penny.
Which is so important, right? Yeah. Really, and then Oliver's loving his school that he's going to. Same school he's been the last couple of years. They're great. They're a great team. They're very loving. And on that end, no complaints, you know. It's just the damn seizures, like, crimping our life. Mm-hmm. You know, like, autism wasn't bad enough. Let's just throw some more shit on it, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
it's always something.
Yeah, so we're treating the seizures, having an appointment with another doctor. Oliver has a zillion doctors now. one of them came out in Real Housewives of Miami, by the way. There was did you watch the episode where Adriana goes to have ketamine?
Yes.
Okay, so that doctor is one of Oliver's doctors.
No.
Yeah, so it's funny. I didn't know. They're showing how she pulls up to the building. And I'm like, I know that building. And then, obviously, Oliver's not doing ketamine. He does. She's the one that has, he has for the CBD. and the THC, she's the one that is licensed to follow his progress or diagnose or say like the dose or whatnot, which he hasn't been doing, but I keep the medical card active in case I need to in a pinch. I know what dose to give and, you know, I can legally do it. But anyway, she's the doctor. I'm like, and so of course they're making all this drama on the show about she's going to this ketamine treatment. I'm just casually here looking at Larry like, that's one of Dylan's doctors. He's like, what?
Can she ask Adriana where she got her eyes done? I feel like she very obviously got her eyes done.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Well, see, now after you watch a few episodes, you're desensitized. Remember, I called you after the first episode. I'm like, oh my God, Larsa, these girls are, you know. Yeah. But then you just start to, you know, everything smooths out, so to speak, you know. Yeah.
The one that I think has great, like zero droopy eyes is Bethany Frankel. Her, I'm always like marveling every time she's doing these videos and she does these very up close videos on social media.
Well, hers is lifestyle. I mean, honestly, she has very few croquetas, right? I mean, come on.
That is, but okay. But having a lot of croquetas and weighing 200 pounds, does that affect your eyelids?
No, I mean, your overall, like your skin.
I guess. I'm just talking about like, see, we have droopy eyelids, right? So we could use the eye treatment, but.
Yes.
Bethany has this beautiful eyeshadow space to work with for eyeshadows, and I—that's the only thing I look at when she does these videos. I'm like, wow, I can see her eyelids.
It's a very quick, easy, effective surgery.
Oh, I don't want to. Maybe. I know. I'm scared. I don't want to do any of it.
I know.
I'm just jealous of her eyelids, but
I'm jealous of everything, Bethany. But
I know. I just wonder if she's. I haven't gone back to old videos to see if she like visibly did it. Like you said, you could tell Adriana did it. I just, because it's a thing affecting me, I'm kind of like, wow, look at her eyelids. It's so great. They're not droopy at all. So it kind of makes her look younger and more vibrant to have that eyelids like that.
Well, I went to one doctor. I was like, oh my God, what do you do with my face? And he said, the first thing, if anything, he was very conservative.
Okay.
He said, your eyes are everything. It's the first thing people see.
Right. Maybe that's why.
I suggest, you know, starting there if you ever consider doing anything.
I'm petrified of fucking up something. I don't know.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Tim says, you're going to look like Kenny Rogers if you do.
Why? What does Kenny Rogers look like?
First of all, he's dead. Rest in peace. I love him. Aww. The gambler. But he had plastic surgery. He did that lid and they took too much. So he looked like he was super awake.
Oh, no.
It was really scary. Pobrecito.
I need to try those stickers. Have you seen the stickers?
The same stickers I put on my earring for my earrings?
Similar. They have these stickers. And it goes under your droopy eyelid. And then... I swear, it's a TikTok thing, not a TikTok thing. It's a TikTok thing.
I believe it. Can you imagine with a client and one eye's up here and one eye?
No, I mean,
like the shades are up, the shades are down.
I guess you feel it, but the girl just goes on the video. She's like, look how easy it is. And she puts it, and all of a sudden, her eye's like this. It's lifted.
Mine, like the weight of the skin, would be like an avalanche.
OMG, the problems that
our
we have.
Problems.
But yeah, it's enough. I'm using, you know, I'm using mouth tape now. You know how mouth tape is?
There are so many things I can say right now.
So apparently, I also saw it on TikTok. Is this girl, this very young girl, she has this beauty routine. And part of her beauty sleep routine is she puts mouth tape on. But it's meant to be to prevent, not necessarily
blowjobs.
No. But Larry would be like, if that was the only problem. it prevents you from mouth breathing, and therefore it prevents you from snoring louder if you snore with your mouth. But this girl's very casually just like, so I put this lotion on, and then I do this, and my hands, and then I put my hair back, and she's like, and lastly, and she takes this mouth tape, she puts it on, and then I started reading all these studies about how horrible mouth breathing is for you. So I tried it, and for that, I thought I was going to drown the first. I didn't realize how much of a mouth breather I was. You put it on, and it's almost like someone's suffocating me for like the first 2 days. I'm like,
no. So it's not cosmetic. It's for snoring. Oh, fuck that.
They should do. I know, but I drive Larry crazy with my
who
snoring.
Who cares about him?
I know,
need to get a mouthpiece.
I know, but remember, Oliver sleeps. And no, but this is easier. That mouthpiece, I told you I bought it. I don't like the whole, you have to boil it, and then you have to bite into it. And it's a whole thing. This thing, you just put a tape on your mouth, and you're done. But it would be genius to combine it with, like, some kind of lip balm. So now it could be like
I'm dying right now.
A beauty mouth tape thing. anyway, so I don't look very cute when I'm asleep, but I sound prettier because I'm quieter. Larry would disagree still, but he's like, you somehow still find a way to snore. But
I cannot right now.
But it makes sense, the fact that for the first 2 days I thought I was drowning. That tells you how much my body was used to mouth breathing. And I really refused to believe it until I taped myself snoring.
Do you know this is how not in tune I am with JR? And I'm just not. You're so in tune with your kids. But one day we're driving and I'm like, what the fuck is that noise? It's his breathing.
Oh.
Like, I'm like, are you snoring? And he is a mouth breather to the max.
Well, maybe he could use one of my tapes. If you would like to be a sponsor of the Disorderly Blondes podcast, and if you have a tape that happens to be a beauty treatment as well, we will take it.
We will invent it. Have you met us?
Yeah, but okay, let's try it.
Hold on, let's put it on the list.
Put it on the list of all the things we want to do, but sure. So, okay, well, now that I just disclosed some of my deepest and darkest secrets.
I'm dying right now.
What are we going to do this year?
I'm going to start taking sinus medicine. Can you tell?
Yeah, you're a little nasally.
I had a cold, mm-hmm. but like when you have allergies, the cold lasts forever. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to start taking my allergy medicine. Honestly, I don't know. Let me just throw it out there. I have just like financial goals, like mm-hmm. save more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know what that is. I know. How do you save money? What is that? We went to a financial planner who decided like that Tim's going to have to work till he's 978.
Cool.
Which is amazing. And you know, Jackson's gonna be going to college. We did some tours this year, mm-hmm. and I'm like, oh, this is gonna be so fun. I have college prepaid, and he's gonna get all kinds of scholarships, blah blah blah, because we live in Florida. And they show you how much it costs on top of that, and I was like, oh my god,
oh shit, right,
it's a lot. So whatever, that's just a little goal, you know, maybe like less Gucci, more worky, you know. But
I think so, less Gucci. I'm like, a hoochie. Don't be a hooch.
If I were a hooch, I'd be making a lot more money and complaining a lot less. Okay, okay. So, okay. That's all that's on the forefront.
Right.
But what about you?
I don't know. Mm. I've been struggling with the question since New Year's night, and I don't really have an answer. Other than like maybe like things like dealing with situations or with adversity, that kind of stuff. My hardest thing is to do the keep calm thing, because I'm Cuban. Cubans don't keep calm. But
but you're so self-aware. You are constantly working on yourself.
In that matter,
yeah.
Yeah, but you know, here's a quick example. A part of when I'm in the car with the boys and part of dealing with like preventing the meltdowns has to do with preventing me outwardly showing how upset I am, right? Mm-hmm. So at Oliver, I could scream and get upset, but I can't do that with Dylan. So a lot of it is keep calm, you know, poker face, keep
mouth
calm.
Mouth tape.
Maybe I have to use it all day long, the mouth tape. Don't react. It's always don't react. And it's hard because you bottle all things up and then you can never just, you know, or don't say anything about whatever, something's happening. Just take 5 seconds and stay quiet, which is really hard for me to just lash out, right? So I go in the cruise, I go get a massage. It's my time to just be there and get a massage and relax. And there's construction above the massage room. So all I'm hearing is drilling, and all I'm hearing is sawing. And I'm looking at I'm gonna have my eyes closed and I'm looking at the masseuse and I'm saying, like, is this going to stop? Is this temporary? And she's like, it's a long massage because I wanted to treat myself. And then I started to tell myself, well, just tune it out. But fuck you.
Right.
This is what I do in my daily life. I tune shit out. I don't want to tune anything out right now. I wanted to stop. And at one point I was like, I'm going to lose my mind. Because even while having a massage, I had to tune shit out. But it's so hard. I'm like, I don't want to do that. So yeah, I guess just work on that further.
Noise, literally, like just tuning out the noise.
And also not force, like, what is that, a square into a
round peg?
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, just, it is what it is. You know, sometimes it's like, I aggravate myself trying to, like, change a situation or just moving on, I guess, is do better. I think I've been doing a lot better with it, but keep improving on it. It's the only thing I could think of that I want, like, as a goal.
I could definitely work on myself and I get frustrated with myself, and I mean, I am who I am, but you know, just simple things like planning a little better, you know, be a little bit more patient with myself. It's a fine line. You know, it's like work harder, work smarter. I have no idea. We're just constantly, you know, because we're in a position where we're being pulled in so many directions. Mm-hmm. We're people pleasers. We have, you know, kids with special needs. We're creatives.
The creative part, I think, is tough.
To let go.
To deal with. Mm-hmm. Because someone, you know how we are, someone could say, someone just messaged me, by the way, just said, we're going to start this women's wine group. Within an hour, I was already like, oh my gosh. Do you know the possibilities? I mean, I didn't say this out loud. Thankfully, I had self-control. But she's like, we're going to get together once a month. And everyone brings a bottle. And I'm thinking, oh, this is so awesome. And it's this girl who knows a lot about wine. So she said, we could learn about the regions and all this stuff. And then we're going to talk about what the name could be. And, you know, instantly. A normal person is just like, I'll be there Monday.
Right.
And they'll just bring the wine and drink the wine. It's called Monday night. Right. For me, it was already like, what can it be called? And this is so cool. And the possibilities and the women I'll meet. And I was already thinking, so that's hard because that's me. I'm never on. Like, if my creative mind is always working. Mm-hmm. But then that makes me, that's a waste of time for me to think about. It's just a fucking event. Just go on Mondays and that's it, right? Right. But I couldn't.
I know. You don't need the t-shirt, the logo. But I know. But you've met us and we, right. Our minds never
stop. So I need to nip that in the bud. Stay quiet. Go and drink the wine and learn. That's it. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned for next month when I say I'm now the president of the wine club.
That you've already named and designed the logo for. Yep. That's anyway, us. You've met us officially.
We are going to try and record more often. And until then, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you so much. Hasta luego.
Bye-bye. Hasta luego.